Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, welcome to the Gotham Talk podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about, yes, it's episode 10, The Son of Gotham. Boy, oh boy, did we get our big reveal of who the killer is of the Wayne murders. Double-crossing also on Bruce Wayne's little friend girl, but Selina kind of flipped the tables on that. Yes, The Son of Gotham. Tonight we will be talking on this episode 10, season 2 of Gotham. We are live right now. Call in at 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. Let's see who's our first caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. I almost stopped. We weren't having a podcast, but big shout-out tonight goes to Joe from Krypton because he texted me that we were having a podcast.
Awesome.
I was falling asleep,
did you watch last night's Son of Gotham?
Oh, yeah. After I watched Supergirl, oh, yeah. It was a great episode. I mean, oh, my God. Theo was crazy. The way he was speaking.
It was
up
so
Gordon,
good. Yeah.
Forgive my voice. I've been fighting a cold for the past few days. But I'm getting better.
Okay. You just sound more mature.
Funny.
All right. Welcome back, sir. Always good to have you on the podcast. Let's see who else is on with you from Merit Code 469. Who is this?
Hey, Joe from Krypton. What up?
There you go. Hey, you
hey,
got a
man.
Shout out before even the show ended.
What's that? Oh, I know.
I gave you a shout out, Joe.
Yeah,
thanks for the info
of
the podcast.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the shout out. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah,
did you watch The
Son
of Gotham?
Yeah, I did. Good episode. Like Matt said, Theo Galvin was freaking crazy. I can't believe what happened to Jim Gordon. My favorite thing was when, you know, Bruce flipped the script and he tricked, the little girl. And that was crazy, man.
I
was like,
I love it.
Batman.
That was one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, me too. I loved it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good moments on last night's episode.
There was.
The Return of the Penguin.
Crazy moments. Are we going to do DC Legends talk tonight to talk about that trailer, by the way?
No, unfortunately, we're not. We're only having Gotham Talk and Supergirl Talk. So
okay, because by the way, that trailer was awesome. I watched that trailer tons of times.
Okay, so back to Gotham. Jim Gordon definitely getting a beatdown once again. It looks like every week Jim Gordon, shouldn't he have like a bunch of scars and lumps on his head by now? How come every time we see him, he's nice and clean cut?
I don't know.
It's Gotham for you.
Pretty much Gotham for you. I mean, so much.
Gotham has a great plastic surgery plan.
Yeah. Or it's in the water.
Yeah, it's something in the Wayne water pipes. Okay.
And man, that whole.
I want to ask you, Matt, from Florida.
What?
What was your favorite scene of The Son of Gotham? And tell us why.
I have two because it came from nowhere. Like, first, I loved the scene. I mean, I wasn't expecting it when that guy kidnapped Bruce and Silver and then they were torturing them. I thought they were going to cut up those kids. I mean, it was so intense.
Yeah.
That girl did so good on her acting. I mean, man,
she was so good.
So did Bruce.
Oh, my gosh. The way she was like, no. And he goes, you're dead.
Yeah,
that
and
was
that guy,
crazy.
Yeah, and that one guy who played the guy who was torturing them, man, he was so
good.
Crazy.
Yeah,
he was so good. And then, like, at the end there, when you see her coming for real, that her uncle, that was awesome, saying, like, let me go, and she thought Bruce was dead. And then you see Bruce come out. That was full-on Batman right
that
there.
That was so cool. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that
and
was
you had to play
Batman.
The game.
Yep. And then you see Alfred being attacked by
he's a badass. Let's remember
awesome.
How Alfred could take care of himself.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was awesome.
All right, cool. Thank you, Matt. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. What was your favorite scenes of The Son of Gotham?
One of my favorite scenes was that scene with that, I always forget his name, the guy that was torturing the kid, Bruce and the girl. I love that scene, man. That guy did a great job. I wasn't expecting that at the end for, you know, Bruce to, you know, hey, thanks. And he's like, no problem, Bruce. You know, I'm like, oh, shit. That was crazy. I wasn't expecting that. I was like, that's Batman for you right there. That's totally what some shit Batman would do, you know. He uses his brain over his arm.
We're forgetting to mention, of course, it wasn't without the lovely help of Catwoman, Selina Kyle, who kind of pulled the strings of this little charade.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool.
She's getting good.
And I love her, too. Yeah. I think she's doing a great job on the show. She really is.
She's so growing on me now. Because at first it was kind of weird with the literal cat.
mm-hmm. I mean, hey, I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, if they asked me tomorrow or today to recast those actors for Bruce Wayne Cat, I wouldn't do it, man, because I want to see them grow into that role. I want to see that actor that plays Bruce Wayne. I want to see him grow into the Batman role. I think he could pull it off.
Yeah, I guess it's basically say, you know, we've accepted them as the role.
Yeah.
We've accepted Bruce Wayne as also Catwoman as the Catwoman. Are we accepting Jim Gordon from Ben McKenzie? What about you, Matt?
For sure.
Yeah, on what Joe said on the whole recasting, I read this terrible thing on Movie Pirate about casting Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Arrow.
What?
Wait, what?
Wow.
Yeah, someone wrote an article on Movie Pilot saying they should cast Agent Coulson as Arrow or Mark Ward as Roy Harper. I don't know. I was reading an article, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. should be on Arrow as the Green Arrow characters. That was so weird. And I'd go, what?
Yeah.
What the hell were you doing
that
there? No. But yeah, back to Gotham. But yeah,
Joe
Gordon.
Joe, were you done with your favorite episode? I mean, favorite scene?
Yeah, that was my absolute favorite right there. That was crazy. And I also liked the beatdown scene that Theo gave.
Me too.
Gordon. That was crazy. Yeah. He just beat his ass.
That was insane. I thought he was going to kill him.
Yeah,
but I'm like,
too.
He can't kill Gordon. He's the show.
Then. He's like, all right, I got enough time. I'll unhook him, and then he goes to work on him. Gosh, man, it was brutal.
Him,
yeah.
And then
it's
why can't he even
dog
attack
world.
Theo?
Mm-hmm.
Is Theo like immortal now? Is he like going to get away with stuff till the end of the season?
That's what makes him a great villain when they keep getting away with shit they shouldn't be getting away with.
Yeah.
And man, of course, the slime ball former mayor, he turned his story. So
yes, that crazy.
Yeah. Well, let me touch base on this one, the Malone reference to the person that killed Thomas and Martha Kent. I mean Kent. Wayne, different hero. I wonder if they're ever going to fight in a movie sometime.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
No, not Kent, but Wayne. here's a quick write-up from comicbook.com where they says, when interrogated, Silver says that the man who killed Bruce's parents was Malone. First name starts with an M. Now, do you guys know of a reference, M. Malone?
I really don't.
No, not me.
All right, so comicbook.com says this is obvious reference to Matches Malone, Bruce Wayne's most frequent used alias. He typically uses it to go undercover and talk with the criminal's underworld. It was the name of an actual criminal first thought. In comics, he had nothing to do with the murder of Thomas and Martha Wayne. He was small time only, and when he died, Bruce's one of many weapons in his arsenal as the Batman. So, there's, I guess, just a nod to the comic book, but not literally.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I didn't know that. I really didn't.
I didn't know that either. Interesting. I mean, it's great that the writers for these shows, you could tell they're comic book fans, or if not, the comic book writers in that room tell the other writers, no, it would be awesome if you could throw this in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Can you imagine, like, okay, how many Easter eggs can we throw in on this episode?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
I would love to be a fly on the wall for that writer's room.
Yeah, for sure.
I would love to see the writer's room at Gotham. I mean, that would be crazy just to see the set.
Yeah.
How they film it down there. I bet it's freezing over there by now because
I
hear it's cold.
I would love to be on set when they fill an episode. I'm falling in love with Gotham more and more every week, man. It just keeps getting better.
Yeah, this one really pushed it.
It did. I can't wait to see it next week before the break. It sucks when all these shows are on break. I want Flash and Arrow to be on right now.
I would say the only character I missed from last season besides, what's her name, Dish Mooney, is Maroni. I wish Maroni was still around. He was great. I like that character.
Because he fits the total gangster, you know. Now it's just...
Oh, yeah.
He was probably like the last of the gangster era.
Yeah. Yep.
Because now it's... he's still a freak. I was going to say, I guess the Penguin, he's still a gangster, but he's still a freak, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's a Penguin.
Yeah, he lost
very
his mind
crazy. In Gotham, we also saw Alfred, as we mentioned earlier, kicking ass. Are we okay watching men fight women on TV? Dun, dun, dun. That's the question. Let's go to you, Matt.
Yeah.
Alfred has
kidding?
Now slapped Selina and fought Steel's sister.
Yeah.
He's two for two right now. It's like, women,
watch out
for Alfred.
He's doing pretty good. I mean, man. I mean, that was just insane the way he beat up that one crazy girl. I mean, I thought he was going to die right there.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think? You think he's still doing good?
Yeah. I think
cool. That's the new caller from AmeriCode 609. How do you feel? Alfred has now smacked Selina Kyle, beat up Theo's sister. What's her name? Help me, guys.
It's Future Frank.
No. I'm talking about Theo's sister's name.
I don't remember her name.
All right, Speed Force Frank, maybe you might know. What's Theo's sister's name? That's the breaking question right now.
No, I don't know what her name is.
Yeah. All right, so how do you feel about Alfred beating up women on Gotham?
Hey, man, you know, whenever a woman gets... a little head start.
All right, let's
slap,
go to
Erico
469. Who is this?
from Kendall.
Hey, Chris, how do you feel? Alfred beating up women on Gotham.
Hey, this is that being a little business that can be, you know.
Wow, man.
And you guys can blame why women don't call it.
Hey,
all right, let's go to you, Joe. Last one to ask. Let's go to you. How do you feel,
Aubrey,
of women?
I'm not for it. I think it's a little ballsy in this PC era we're living in to do stuff like that on TV. But hey, I mean, they're getting away with it, so.
They sure are. All right, let me read you the brief description on the Son of Gotham. Bruce and Silver are kidnapped by the Knights, which was, if you guys are fans of Sons of Anarchy, Chris, I had to mute you because you're like on the highway right now. what do you guys think of the knife? I know Joe from Krypton brought it up. That was one of his favorite scenes as charades were going on with Bruce and Silver,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
along with the help of Selena. Future Frank, mm-hmm. or well, I'm sorry, what name are you going by today? I can't keep a toll here.
I'm going by Tight Susie.
Tight Jersey?
No, Tight Susie.
Tight Susie, okay, all right. Tight Susie, tell us about the knife. Were you buying it at first that he was on the other side, not on Wayne's side?
Nah, I didn't buy it. I mean, I knew, I mean, this was the episode where Bruce Wayne actually starts, you know, using what he, you know, the information that he has around him for his benefit, and, you know, it's good to see that he's actually making those steps. Yeah, so I'm happy to see that.
Yeah, it's so good to see that. Are we wondering, am I the only one? I'm wondering where's Fox?
That's cool.
Is it still too early to bring in Fox?
To bring in who?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Fox?
Yeah. No, yes.
I didn't even hear, who did you say? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, yeah. Remember Fox? We saw him in season one. And then
Lucius.
We haven't
Lucius
seen him
Fox.
This season. Yeah, Lucius Fox.
Yeah, he came back in one episode because Bruce broke that back computer, that future back computer, the information on the Wayne board files.
Yeah, he went in that one. Yeah, okay.
And
I kind of want more of
that. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, maybe Lucius
Fox. Yeah, so I think Fox needs to come back.
Is brainy. You know, the one thing I do like about Gotham is how they're not to the whole, okay, we need a computer nerd to do all the hacking and the and the break-ins and the blueprints and the satellites, and then we need another guy that's just the, you know what I mean? It's like, because we have that on Supergirl, we have that on The Flash, and now we have it on Arrow, and I'm sure we're going to have it on Legends of Tomorrow. I mean, come on, why not?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a break to see that circle of super friends, you know, different from Gotham. Gotham is like, you know, if you're on the streets, you can get shot. That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or cut up.
There's
or
a whole
butchered.
Bunch of psychos on Gotham.
Get your fingers chopped
Very
off.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me ask you, Joe, since you brought it up, did you buy it at first when the knife first kidnapped Bruce and Silver?
Yeah, man. I mean, I totally bought it. That's good writing. And Francesco's full of shit saying he didn't buy it. I know he bought it. Yeah, I mean, anybody who says they didn't, I was just saying that's just to jab at him a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
I'm like, take your breath. He's not on it no more.
No. I did. I totally bought it, man. And I loved it whenever the big reveal happened that it was all, you know, it was all a ruse. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Well,
that's fucking...
the description says where he manipulates Silva into revealing the name of Bruce's killer after being paid by Gotham and Selina. However, he proves to be a fake name. Wait, however, this proves to be a fake name. But do we really believe it's a fake name, or do we still believe it's real?
I don't know. It's kind of too good to be true that they just revealed it all of a sudden in the middle of the season. You'd think they did at the end. I don't know. Maybe it's true.
Well, like, do you remember what Selina Kyle said? You almost lost a finger. You know, why would you change your mind now? You know, of course you would say the first name that comes, you know. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Matt from Florida, what do you think? Do you think it's a true name or a fake name?
I'm kind of thinking it's a fake name because what if it's Theo who killed Wayne's parents, because he's trying to get close to Wayne so that those Gamal people can get in there to kill Wayne.
Interesting. Maybe. If you guys remember from the description I read on the Easter egg, remember Bruce Wayne in the comic books used that name as an alias. So why can't this person use that name as an alias on this show? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Probably did.
That might be a big clue right there. Let's go to you, Chris. Do you think the name is real, or do you think it's fake?
I think it's fake.
You think it's fake?
Yeah.
Tell us why.
I agree with Joe. I mean, why would they reveal it now? You know, like, you know, the story about
mid-season.
Huh?
It is.
What did
I think your navigation is telling you to make a left.
Well, yeah.
All right. Okay, so let me finish here. let's see. Silver into revealing the name of Bruce's killer after being paid by Bruce and Selena. However, this proves to be a fake name. Gordon and Bullock track down a monk and learn the son of Gotham shall die. Galavan is released by Mayor James Stateman, by Mayor's James Stateman that Galavan did not kidnap him from the Penguin instead. Gotham is captured by Theo, but is rescued by the Penguin. Alfred grows suspicious by Bruce's whereabouts and searches Theo's apartment, where he is wounded by Tabitha. That's her name. Theo breaks into Wayne Manor and kidnaps Bruce. So there we go. We have Theo now in Wayne Manor. He has definitely crossed the line where he's not backing down. It's either Wayne, Bruce Wayne sells the company, or he's going to just kill him. So
yeah.
What do you think is coming up next? I'm sure you guys read or seen trailers already.
Well, I saw the promo. It's going to be kind of like a church type thing. They like
a church,
or like a ceremony.
Oh, you mean
like something before
they like a cult ceremony?
Yeah, they like do a finger on forehead or something like that. Then all hell's going to break loose with the Penguin and his army. No, but it's going to be something like that. Bruce is with Theo there. And
all right, cool.
Going to break loose.
Okay, so let's open the door to you guys since we're talking about church. So to let everybody in, Chris from Candor, let's go to you first. Anything Gotham?
I love Bruce Wayne, man. He told a different side of him that we've never seen. They're like, the bold and powerful, smart, you know, I really like that. I really like that fight, and I was glad to see that, you know. He was a good actor.
Definitely. Yeah, it seems these guys are now living the role rather than just playing the role.
Right.
And then the Penguin, of course, crazy. Are we happy that he's back?
No.
Who said no?
Me. I'm tired of the whole
Tell us why.
Because he's psycho and crazy. I mean, yeah, I'm
the
looking
Penguin?
Forward to the see. No, I don't mind the Penguin. I thought you meant.
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about,
Theo.
The Penguin.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to see Penguin. I hope he kills Galavan in the next episode.
Yeah.
See, that's Gotham's only hope. It's like these anti-heroes that Gotham has.
Yeah.
It's like the only way Gotham can survive the next day is if these villains off each other. What do you guys think about
Penguin
that?
And the Riddler. Yeah, Penguin, the Riddler, and the police officers and Gordon are all going to go save Bruce Wayne and kill the whole Dumas family, and then they're going to do more the villain stuff the rest of the season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's definitely past the point of no return. Thank you, Mel. Let's go to you, Joe. Joe from Krypton, the floor is yours.
I just want to say that, in general, I think this season is shaping up to be a really good one. I mean, it's definitely a step up from last season. I can't wait to see what we do with the season finale here at the end in what, May or April, whenever it is they do it. It's just a great season, man. When this season started, I really didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did. I mean, I liked last season, but I was just kind of there, just kind of going through the motions because it was a DC property and I didn't want to give up on it.
Yeah.
But now I'm glad I stuck it through because I'm really enjoying it now so much. I mean, I look forward to seeing it every Monday. I really do.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some quick articles before I go to you, Chris. I'm sorry, Matt. There's an article that came out today from Variety. It states, here's the headline. It says, okay. It's loading. Okay, it says superhero TV thrives after Warner Brothers loosens its grip on the DC Entertainment film division. So it's a great article. You guys should read it. It's on Variety.com. It talks about how Warner Brothers loosens its film grip on DC Entertainment. If you remember pre-Dark Knight, Warner Brothers was only coming out with every few movies once in a while. And, you know, there would be rumors
yeah.
of movies in the works, like if you guys remember the old Justice League. But it was pretty
yeah.
tight, and it was like one-offs, you know, and we got a chance to see Green Lantern, but then nothing happened after that because Warner Brothers was really,
yep.
really afraid of what to release after, or they would shut down projects. Remember a while back
yeah.
when
yep.
there was
a
show for Robin. It was the Graysons.
Yeah.
Remember the Graysons?
Yeah.
Around Smallville
mm-hmm.
time? Well,
yep.
the
yep.
film division, remember when they were doing The Dark Knight or Batman Begins, they shut that down because they didn't
wow.
want it oversaturating on their end. But now with this new regime at Warner Brothers, by CEO Kevin
Tsujihara,
he
yep.
yeah, he meets with the heads of all DC properties and also Warner Brothers division every 2 weeks, and they all sit together and they hash it out. If TV wants to do, Cyborg Superman TV show, then they hash it out with the film division right there at the table, and they say, "All right, you can do this." And it's a great article, and I
awesome.
Posted it on what are we on Gotham Talk? So check
mm-hmm.
out that feed, and you'll see the article there. Highly
nice.
Recommend it if you're a DC fan. It looks like they have really high hopes of a lot of stuff coming at us, even characters that we don't know about that are so, you know, buried under these big titans. But at the end, they want to release up to 10 movies in 5 years. So that's going to be great.
Mm.
I mean, can you imagine 10
yes.
films that we don't have right now? So
yep.
it's just great. I just want to mention that.
Wonder
All right, let's
Woman
go to you,
coming.
Matt from Florida, if you're still on.
Yeah, I'm here. Well, I just have to say Gotham is such an amazing show. DC truly goes on my Monday night and weekly basis. And Gotham truly is a great show. Ben McKenzie does a great acting as Jim Gordon. I love the scene at the end there when Theo gets released and you see a pissed off Jim Gordon. And he goes like, "I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you." And he goes after him.
Yep.
And punches him, and those two cops out of nowhere just grab them, and they work
Please
with Theo. Yeah.
Yeah.
He is so good.
All right. Great.
Good.
Well, this concludes our Gotham Talk podcast. Matt from Florida, Joe from Krypton, Francesco, and also Chris and Candor. Matt from Florida, give us a shout-out before we end the show.
Great podcast. Can't wait for Supergirl Talk.
All right. Great. Thank you. Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe from Krypton here. Follow me on Twitter at RedBlueSuperDude. And great podcast tonight, guys. See you guys. Are we coming back next week for Gotham? Is there another episode?
Yeah, I believe
okay.
so. If there is, we will. If there isn't, we won't. How about that?
All right. We'll see you guys next time, then.
Okay, cool. All right, Chris from Candor, you're pretty quiet today.
Hey. Yeah, just listening. But Gotham was great. With Bruce Wayne impressed me, and if he impressed you, hey, why don't you call me and tell me about it?
Wait, sorry, what? It just went up really high. What?
No, I said Bruce Wayne impressed me this week. If he impressed you, why don't you call me next week and tell me about it?
Yeah, call Chris.
I know.
So you can be sure. Great.
Yeah.
So you can be great together.
That'd be great. Man.
Yeah.
All right. Never a dull moment. Thank you, Chris. All right. This concludes our Gotham Talk podcast. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.